Okay, we are doing Bava Basra, Perek 7. Ha'oyim l'chaveroi, beis kur ofer ani marklach. I'm sending you an amount of land, which is a beis kur. Beis kur is the amount of land on which you can grow a kur of barley. It's about 5 acres. That's what it's a pretty big piece of land. So someone says, I'm selling you a base core of land, a field that's a base core. How you show them the koim amukim asrot fochim. So yes, they have. You have to give them a base core of land. That's the area of land on which you can grow a core of barley. So if the land has got ditches and rocky places, you can't grow barley there. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if there were like ditches or cracks in the land, in the earth, 10 tefachim deep, or there were rocks, which were 10 tefachim high, ein nimdodin imo, you don't measure it. So when you're measuring out the land, you're giving the guy, You have to deduct any ditches 10 tefachim deep or any rocks 10 tefachim high, and then you give him you measure the land and you give him a net amount of a base core without these obstacles. Pokus mekanim doesn't imo. But if the ditches are less than 10 tefachim, and the rocks are less than 10 tefachim high, then they are included. Because that's a normal part of a field. So if the ditch is not so deep, you can plant things in that also. And if the rocks are not Tefachim high, that's considered. In every field you're going to have a little bit of little parts that you cannot grow on. But that's normal, so therefore that's included. So only the things that are excluded, things that you have to exclude when you measure the land, is if it's more than 10 tefachim deep and more than 10 tefachim high. But less than that, it's included as part of the land. So I guess if the piece of land that the guy wants to buy has a lot of little rocky areas, even though they're not 10 tefachim high, he'll negotiate a better price. He won't pay as much if the land is not very friendly. Bim amala kebeis kur ofar. If he said, I'm selling you kebeis kur, like a base kur, b'lo ha'ashem nekoim amukim yosim yasoro, even if there's the ditches more than 10 tefachim, or rocks higher than 10 tefachim, that is counted, is included. So he says, "Ker base core." It's like saying it's like a base core. It's not a base core. It's like a base core, which seems to imply there may be some problems with it, but that's what I'm telling you, that's what he's accepting. Okay. So just be careful if you're buying a field. Make sure the guy doesn't say ke base kur. He says just base kur. Okay, base kur. Next mishnah. Base kur ofer ani marchalach midah v'chevel. Okay, now again we're talking about the guy's buying a field with kur, but he says I'm measuring it out with a rope. I mean, I'm measuring it out. It's exactly a baseball. Cool. Because kosher. So now we're not talking about the rocks and the pit and ditches anymore. We're just talking about if the size, if he ended up getting a bigger or smaller piece. Because kosher yunaka, if the price was it's a base score, the price is $10,000. If it was 1% smaller, you take up $100. If he gave him too much land, then he can give it back. So the Mishnah now is saying here that if he gave, if it ended up it was too much land, then the buyer has to give it back. We'll see later on a little more detail. Imam Hain Chose and Yosef, if he said, I'm giving you five kumor more or less, before the Pirkus Rival saw, or Hase Rival saw, even if he gave, gave a bit bigger, a bit smaller, which is a quarter cup for a saw, which is, I believe, 1/24. So that's okay. A quarter roiva is le saw, a six cup and a saw, and then a roiva cup, it's 1/24. But if it's roiva le saw, or he's a roiva le saw, even if you gave him 1/24 more, 1/24 less, then it's a deal. The deal goes ahead. No refund. There's no change in price. Since he said it's more or less a base score, people are prepared to accept if it's 1/24 more or less. So that's, you have to, when they negotiate the price, they'll take that into account. If the guy is a smart buyer, he'll measure it before he decides on the price. But if just somebody meets, if you meet your friend, I'm selling you a field more or less a base core, then you have to accept even a little bit less or a little bit more. Yois mikan yase cheshbon. But if it's more than this, that means if it's more than a 24th, so when I sell it to you, the difference is more than a 24th. It's either smaller than a 24th, or it's bigger. So then, yes, a cheshbon, they have to make a cheshbon. So you make a cheshbon. They make a cheshbon. The price was for a base score, it's $10,000, and now it's comes out as 10% bigger. You make a cheshbon. Mahu maksel amois. Mahu maksel amois. So what happens if it's bigger? If the land is bigger now by 10%, then he has to give him back money. So if they make a cheshbon and it's bigger by 10%, and the buyer agrees to go ahead, then he has to give him cash. He has to pay money for the extra land, or bimrotzo maksel karka. If he wants, he can return the land to him. So that means if the seller wants land back, he says no, I don't want the cash. I want the land back. I want to give you a base score. The extra 10%, I'll keep for myself. I won't give it to you in the first place. Then he has to, the buyer has to agree to that. So it's up to the seller. The seller can say, I want the land back, or I want cash. Lama amr maksel lai mois. There, so why do they say that he gives them back cash? The yafo is koichos amoicha. In order to strengthen, to give the seller more power, So so if the guy, if the buyer says, I'm taking the land with the extra 10%, and the seller can say to him, I want the land back, or if he doesn't want it back because it doesn't do him any good, he's not neighboring. If he's neighboring, he might want the land back. But if he's not a neighbor, then he can say, I don't want the land back. I want cash for it. So that's what it's, that's what the halacha is. Mahu machzeloi. What does the buyer give to the seller? He gives him cash, and it's up to the seller to decide if he wants the cash back or the land back. Shem shir pasod beis tisha kavin. Beginner base of Chasikav. So what happens if the extra land the extra land is 10 kavin, sorry, 9 kavin, and beginner, if it's a garden, it's not a field, it's a vegetable garden where you're growing tomatoes and carrots. Beginner base Chasikav. If it's a garden, Chasikav is good enough. So if the land, the extra land is more than 9 kav, with 9 kav or more, or it's a half a kav if it's a garden, then according to Rebbe Akiva based Roiva, according to Rebbe Akiva, a quarter of a kav if it's a garden, max lo sakarka. So then we don't force the buyer to buy it and pay for it. If the leftover land is 9 kav, if it's a field, and a half a kav or a quarter kav, if it's a garden, then the buyer can return that to the seller, and he's not obliged to pay for it cash. Okay, so the Mishnah says, if there's a bit of extra land, then the option is up to the seller how he wants to deal with it. If it's a larger piece of land left over, then the seller cannot force the buyer to keep it. He if it's 9 kav or for a field, a quarter of a kav or half a kav for a garden, then he has to take it back. We don't force the buyer to take the extra piece. Okay, so now we're talking about, so now we if the land is bigger, law is arrival about the maxis. So therefore, now he's returning the land, but not just the extra land. So we said, we allow a variation of 1/24, we said before. So now it went, if it went above that amount, more than 1/24, then this Mishnah says you can return it, or you pay for it, or you depends the different options how to return it, but you're only returning it if it's above 1/24. Now that it's above 1/24, so you have to return the extra above the 24th, but not only that extra, you also pay now for the overage of the 1/24. So let's say I'm selling you 10 acres, and I'm selling you 10 acres. Let's say the Mishnah first. Not only does it return the extra quarter of a arrival of a garden, and I call a Moisa. So you sold me, let's say, a field for 10 acres. It was 5% bigger than which is more than 1/24. It was 5% bigger than 10 acres. I can I can I can so I don't only return the amount above the 1/24th, I return the amount above the 10 acres. So now if it was, let's say 10 acres, let's say 6% more. So 1/24th, let's say it's 4%. So now the extra 2%, so you might think just return the extra 2% and the 1/24th difference, leave that in place. No, you have to return the whole percent, the whole 6%. So now if it comes out that the piece that was sold was more than 1/24th bigger than the arrangement, then you can return the extra above the 24th, including the 1/24th. So you're returning the whole amount. So if the deal was 10 acres, anything above that I can return, and I keep 10 acres. So the mission says you return kolamois, everything above the amount agreed on, since it's more than 1/24th of a difference, I return the extra plus the 1/24th. So you end up with the 10 acres. You end up with the amount you agreed on, the 10 acres. Okay, next Mishnah. Midah b'chevel ani ma'ichalach. I'm selling you a piece of land defined. I'm going to measure it out. Hein chasa hein yosa. So I say this guy's a little bit confused. He said, I'm selling you a piece of land, I'm measuring it out. Hein chasa hein yosa. More or less. More or less a piece of land more or less, measuring it out with a string, so with a rope. So Lemay say it's contradicting. So bittel hein chasa hein yasa with a chevel. So therefore, one part of the statement contradicts the other, and one part cancels out the other part. He said, I'm selling you a measured piece of land plus minus.
Plus minus means like approximately this.
Right. But then.
It's not real.
It is. He said, I'm selling you, I'm measuring the piece of land. It's going to be exactly 1 acre. Minus, plus or minus, he says. So now make your mind up. Is it 1 acre exactly? Or is it plus or minus? The Mishnah says, Pitl hein chosa hein yosem et bechevel. The second part of his statement cancels out the first part. Therefore, you're ending up with a more or less. It ends up more or less.
I mean, the first statement was not so exact either.
Well, it is. I mean, you say I'm measuring out 1 acre of land, selling it to you, more or less.
Yeah.
So make your mind up. Is it exactly measuring it out, more or less? Okay. So the Mishnah says, okay, we take this ton of holes when you make a statement, and the first part contradicts the second part. The second part, since you said the second part later, the second part stands.
It's a general rule.
General rule that this ton of holes like that. That's machlokes, but this ton of holes like that.
No, but I'm thinking not in general rule.
We'll see. Okay, so no, it's the other way around. He said, "Hein chosa, hein yosa min bechevel." The other way around. He said, "I'm selling you more or less an acre of land, and I'm measuring it out with a rope." Bittel min bechevel, hein chosa, hein yosa. The second part cancels out the first part, so therefore you have to give me exactly 1 acre. Give me bananas. That's what bananas holds. Bananas holds that the second part always stands. The first, since you said the second part later, means you change your mind. Therefore, the first part is cancelled out. Okay, but I think in the Gemara, there's a machlokes. Some people hold the other way around.
Yeah, it seems like here they bring the commentary
that the Tanakh
to the
table
for hold up.
Okay, now Mishnevayt Bisimanov Vimitsarov. He says, "I'm selling you a base core, but the base core, I'm selling you a base core, and it runs from the cherry tree to the apple tree, and then on the other side from another apple tree to another cherry tree. So he's giving his the boundaries. He's describing to him, Simonov and Mitsorov, I'm selling you this piece of land, and I'm describing to you the boundaries of the land. This fence, this creek, whatever the boundaries are, even if it's a sixth less than the amount than the base core, then he keeps then the deal stands. Since I explained that I'm selling this field with those boundaries, and then you accepted that. So therefore, even if it's a sixth less than the base core, the deal still stands. So up to 1/6 with the shtus, the general rule when you're buying or selling, if something is overpriced by a sixth, then the deal is invalid. So here, if it was 1/6 less of land, then it's still a sixth, it's still valid. Less more than a sixth, it wouldn't be valid. Somebody says, I'm selling you half my field. So now we're talking about a field that has better soil and worse soil. So on the better soil, you can grow more produce. On the weaker soil, you can't grow as much. But so he said, I'm selling you half my field. Now, when he's selling half the field, he's selling you half the value of the field. My field is worth $10,000. This side of the field, which is better, which has smaller good soil. The good soil is less than half. It's only 40%. Good soil is 40%. The lousy soil is 60%. The good soil, 40%, is worth $5,000. The lousy soil, 60%, is also worth $5,000. But in the good soil, I can plant more, a bigger amount, and the poorer soil only less. So when I'm selling, I told you I'm selling you half my field. I'm allowed to give you half the value, so I can give you the poorer side. The better soil is only 40% of the field, worth $5,000. The poorer side is also worth $5,000, but it's a bigger piece of land. I can give you either one. When I said I'm selling you half the field, I meant half the value. Therefore, I can give you half the value of the field, even if it's the poorer side of the field. That's so. So just be careful when you're buying fields. Just make sure that you understand what you're buying. If the field has got a variation of soils, then make sure you know what you're buying. So, here the commission says the seller has the right to give the buyer half the value, but it could be worse soil. He says, I'm selling you half on the south side of the field. So So even in this case, the seller has seems to have the upper hand, and he can say, "I'm selling you land equal in value to the southern part of my field, even if it's in the north." So therefore, he doesn't have to take the land actually in the southern half of the field. He takes land worth what the southern part of the land is worth. So if the southern part of the land is worth $5,000, they can give him land worth $5,000 anywhere in the field. Could be the south, could be the north, could be the west or the east. That's what the Mishnah says. This Mishnah says, if I'm selling you a field, I'm selling you half my field, I give you half the value of the field, not necessarily half the actual size. So if there's poorer land than better land, you get half the value. So the seller seems to have the advantage that he has the right to decide which piece he's giving to the buyer. Okay, so when you're buying a field, the buyer, you're going to put a fence up. The buyer has to have the fence on his land. On the land that you buy, that's where the fence goes. Okay, so the buyer has to provide the land. So I'm buying from you half the field. I'm the buyer. I have to put out the fence, and also, so the fence has to go on the buyer's land, and also chortz ben chortz, two trenches. You have to put two trenches on your side of the fence. On the buyer's side of the fence, you have to put two trenches. Kamahu choretz, how much is the big trench? Choretz is a big trench, ben choretz is a smaller trench. How much is the big trench? Six tvachim, ben choretz, shloisha, the smaller one is three tvachim. You put trenches, the animals cannot climb from my field onto your field. So you put one little ditch. I put two ditches when I'm building the fence, and the buyer builds the fence on his land, he has to put two trenches in front of that. One of them is six tefachim deep, long, and one of them is three tefachim long. So if an animal won't be able to climb, it seems to be machloikas on the Rishonim, who's providing this land for the trenches. But anyway, that has to be land. The minute when you put trenches there, the animals, they would jump over the fence. I guess if you build a high fence, you don't need to put trenches. But anyway, if the animals so you put a trench, a larger trench and a smaller trench, and the animals, if they want to jump, they won't be, they'll have to stand in the ditch to jump, and they won't be able to reach it.
Your animals, or your neighbor?
No, wild animals. I mean, no.
Because
I don't want animals in your
field.
No, I don't want animals in my field, in your field, jumping into my field.